Chris, you know, I originally, when I had you on, I was going to talk to you a little bit about Pitt football, the BBVA Bowl, some of the things coming up in recruiting, being as signing day is, you know, roughly a month away. But a little bit of breaking news that just sort of hit the wires, if you don't mind, the Malcolm Gilbert transfer. And one, you know, could you shed a little bit of light at anything you know about it? And two, when you look at what Malcolm Gilbert leaving now means, basically there's only one guy left out of the four that came in 2011. You know, what's that? What is that going to mean, you know, going forward, knowing how Jamie likes to do things?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like he left. You know, the official reason we're being given is that he left because he wanted to play with his brother, Marcus Gilbert, who's at Fairfield University, and that's actually in Connecticut. I learned that tonight, so I guess I learned a bit of information, which is that the Fairfield Stags are based out of Connecticut. So apparently Malcolm Gilbert wants to go play with his brother, but I mean, in reality, you look at it, and he's behind a very good player in Steven Adams at center, but I really kind of believe him on the matter of wanting to go play with his brother, because you're right, Paul. I mean, after Dante Taylor graduates this year, There are no other centers on the roster. It's Steven Adams and no one else. So next year, Malcolm Gilbert would be a primary backup and probably see quite a bit of playing time. But it seems that he wanted to be with his family, play with his brother, and decided to go, and it leaves Pitt in a tough situation for next year. I mean, Steven Adams, I think it's pretty clear at this point he's not going to leave after this year for the NBA, but who knows if he continues progressing. We'll see what happens after next year, and then you know, you're really kind of stuck. You're light on centers, and you know that's where Malcolm Gilbert was supposed to fit in. He was going to redshirt this year. He was going to develop and keep getting better, and then contribute next year as a backup and the following year. And now you need to start over, and you need to go out and hit the recruiting trail and find young guys that can come in. And you know as well as I do, you don't like to rely on freshmen, or at least Jamie Dixon doesn't like to rely on freshmen because he doesn't usually get the freshmen who are good enough to play early. So this really kind of it sticks Pitt a little bit going forward. You know, losing John Johnson was one thing. That's a guard. They got a bunch of guards, a bunch of young guards. Losing Malcolm Gilbert could bite them a little bit in the next couple of years.
Yeah, and I think, Chris, like, you know, and you and I have had this conversation over the years, that one of the things that Jamie has always done well is had that sort of attachment from class to class, where he doesn't lose players. You know, if he graduates, say, three players, he's got, you know, six or seven guys who are coming back who have all played and have good experience. But now, you know, losing a whole class, I mean, could you see a situation where they're going to have to junior college it or something, you know, over the next couple of years to make sure that they're able to keep that continuity?
I think they might have to, at least at the center position, and that's tough because – I mean, you know, as good as Pitt's program has gotten, the best junior college centers in the country aren't going to come to Pitt. The ones who can really make an impact probably are going to go to bigger schools, you know, some of these more prominent national schools. But I think they might have to do it. It's interesting because they've had five transfers in the last 2 years. You know, Gilbert, Ken Burch, John Johnson was this year, Isaiah Epps, and J.J. Richardson. Really, for the most part of those guys, there were younger, more talented players playing ahead of them, and it didn't look good for their playing time. I mean, Isaiah Epps looked at John Johnson, or looked at James Robinson coming in, or John Johnson looked at James Robinson, what he's done, and said, this is a guy who's younger than me, and he's better than me, and he's playing more than me. I'm not going to get a chance, and so he goes. Ken Burch was the exception. He was a guy who was starting and playing a lot and had really an open path to play quite a bit here over his career and just decided to go. But the guys they lost, I mean, it's not good when you have five guys transfer in 1 year. It's not good when they've lost three out of four kids that signed in the recruiting class of 2011. But for the most part, I feel like those guys left because there were younger, more talented players on the roster, and they didn't have bright prospects for playing time. I mean, I can't say that this team right now or in the next two or three years is going to be missing Isaiah Epps. I'm not sure how much they're going to be missing John Johnson. And really, I mean, the development of James Robinson has a lot to do with that. And adding Trey Ziegler as a transfer has a lot to do with that. Gilbert's a unique situation because of where it puts them numbers-wise at center. And they might have to, if they can't get a big-time freshman to come in and play, They might have to go the junior college route. And Pitt really hasn't had much success with junior college players, particularly centers, over the past few years.
Well, and you know, to your point, it's mostly because those guys just don't grow on trees. I mean, it's tough enough to find a talented center, you know, when you're recruiting the entire world of the entire country of high schools. But then to try and find a talented center who's already played 2 years and isn't NBA ready, that is an art form. I would like to see who could pull that off with any regularity.